What's up, guys? Welcome back to Commute and Compute. I'm Contra. Let's do episode 22. And today I kind of want to talk about the health of our culture and essentially why America is fat, lazy, and sick, and how we fix it. Yesterday I did the Murph workout for Memorial Day. If you've never done it, such a great workout, such a great cause. And it's just fun to challenge yourself, and just got me thinking a little bit about the culture we live in and really the health crisis that's in America, and not just in a physical sense, but in a mental and emotional and, again, cultural. And just really, I think Americans, and I'm sure globally, but definitely in America, where people are out of shape, they're out of energy, and honestly, like, they're out of excuses. And I think it's time to start looking in the mirror for those who need a little motivation today and call it for what it is, because a lot of people have been lied to. We've been poisoned as a people, and to be ultimately responsible, we've been lazy. And but we're not victims. We can take the reins back, I think. And so today I just want to talk about what's really going on with, you know, obesity, poor discipline, bad eating, and just the overall decline of health and motivation in America especially, but around the world too, especially for those listeners that are outside of America, and how we get back. And I don't want to sugarcoat this at all, because America especially is not doing well. And just to kind of pop off on a few stats, I think 24% of the U.S. adults actually meet some of the guidelines, the very basic guidelines for weekly physical activity. 24%. And then I think clinically, over 40 or 42% of Americans are clinically obese. That's insane, guys. And I think that's some astronomical number, like 70% or over 70% are overweight or obese. Just take a look around. It's easy to see. And then look at the kids. I think childhood obesity, I think, has more than tripled since the 70s. It's either the 60s or 70s. And then we have this type 2 diabetes epidemic and heart disease that's like through the roof in this country. I mean, let that sink in just for a little bit. We've become a country where essentially most people are too tired to care. Way too addicted to sugar and screen time to even move. And then we're essentially medicated to fix it. And the wild part is I think some of us know it. If not, we feel it. You wake up tired. You hate how you look. You're out of breath just going up a flight of stairs. But then, at the end of the day, you keep eating that fast food, skipping the gym, and then making excuses like, oh, I'll start next week. Or I'll start Monday. You know, whatever. You don't just need some motivation today. I think you need the truth. And why are we here as a society? It's not just laziness. There's actually a system, I believe, that's in place that's keeping us sick. It's keeping us tired and dependent upon the government, upon medications. You know, the FDA approves chemicals that are banned in Europe and China and other places. And these food companies here, they load our shelves with seed oils, high fructose corn syrup, all made in a lab, essentially. And why? Well, because they're cheap and they're very addictive. The food pyramid was a scam. I'm just going to say it. It was created to support grain industries and government subsidies at the end of the day, not your health. And doctors are essentially getting paid to prescribe, not prevent. This isn't a conspiracy. It's essentially a business model. But here's the deal. I mean, you could get mad, or you can get even. You don't need their permission to stop poisoning yourself. You don't need their plan. You need a new standard. And I want to talk about, you know, what real health looks like versus, you know, this gym culture that people hate. Because you don't need, you know, a gym membership or, you know, a CrossFit membership or, you know, a six-figure income to set up a home gym. You really don't. You need functional fitness in your life. And what does that mean? I mean, can you even lift your kids over your head? Can you sprint 100 meters? What about picking up a 50-pound bag of, like, say, feed and carry it without breaking down? Can you hike a hill with a pack? I mean, basic things. Can you even do, say, 50 push-ups, maybe 50 air squats, and 10 pull-ups in a row? Ask yourself that question. If you can't, then let's start here. It doesn't take a program. It takes consistency over time. Literally start, you can start by walking every day. That's a start. Do some just basic body movements. Hit the ground and get back up. It's as simple as that. I hate burpees, but I do them because they're functional. It's a movement that you can do anywhere, literally anywhere. And just break a sweat. I mean, you can essentially be the kind of strong that's useful, not the kind that only, you know, looks good on Instagram or you're doing it for somebody else. It's just basic functional fitness, basic functionality as a human. You were made to move. And then that goes hand in hand with a discipline of eating well. Food is your fuel. Because if you eat like trash, you're going to feel like trash. It's not a mystery. And there's just a few basic rules, guys. I mean, eat real food. Real food. Mostly meat. Add in your veggies, eggs, fruit. Drink water. I mean, that's really a staple of good fuel for a diet that can keep you healthy and functional. Ditch the garbage soda. Skip the drive-through foods. I mean, how many people actually read the labels these days? If it has something like 20 to 30 ingredients, it's probably not real food. And you don't need to go start, you know, these keto diets or paleo diets, the carnivore diets, you know, or the vegan, like... You just need to stop eating like a toddler and start eating like a man, like a human. Make your food at home. It's really simple. Learn to cook. There's so many videos out there. Articles. I mean, feed your family what you'd feed a soldier, not a consumer. Knowing what he needs to accomplish as a human being. Because this laziness that's really an epidemic in our society is not natural. I mean, it's natural in some senses. But humans, again, we're built to move. Built to hunt, to farm, to build, and to create. And we've essentially replaced that with 10 hours of sitting, 8 to 10 hours of sitting. 6 hours of scrolling. Look at your phone. It'll tell you how much you're looking at it. These endless fast dopamine hits that we get from our screens is killing us, literally. Your body, it doesn't want to be lazy. It's just essentially been hijacked. I mean, start small. Start with 10 minutes of movement per day. And then just start gradually increasing that, 20, 45, an hour. The goal is to become someone who moves more than they sit. You need to reclaim your natural state of being a human. We need to build this culture back. And if you're a parent, your kids are watching you. You're setting the tone for them and their future. If you're a husband, your wife needs a strong man, not a tired shell. If you're a leader in any sense, your team reflects your habits. This isn't about just getting, you know, a six-pack. It's about being someone your people can rely on. For those of you who have daughters, you want them to marry a good man? Well, then you need to start being one. You want your son to be strong? Have him come out and train with you. My son ran the Murph yesterday with me. My 17-year-old, he died doing the workout. But he finished. And I was right there along with him. You want your wife, essentially, you know, to feel secure? Be dangerous to threats and tend to her. This is a fight for the next generation. Again, I've spoken about the next generation in previous podcasts. And we're on the front lines right now. You're on the front lines right now. It's time. And look, this little soapbox I'm on, it's not about being perfect. It's not about looking like a fitness model. Ditch those people. Ditch those model. I mean, that model of health and functional fitness is, it's not good. These people just want views and clicks. It's about doing the next right thing. Start by getting out of bed early. Move more. Eat cleaner. You know, train with a purpose, a long set goal to being consistent. Get way more sleep than you're getting right now. Turn off your screen. Let's start leading with some strength by having disciplines in our life. Because the alternative to this is weakness. And this world doesn't need more of that. Way too much of that already. Your family doesn't need a hero someday. They need a leader today. You guys got this. I know you can do it. Now go earn it. Because that the discipline you set in your life equals freedom. And you'll enjoy that freedom, I promise. That's it for today's podcast. I appreciate you guys riding along with me on my way into work. Get out there and move some more. Stay free, stay sovereign. Be a respectable human being. I'm Contra. I'm out.